Hi, my name is Awino Awiti, and this is Unspoken, the podcast. I am in my early 20s and basically trying to figure this thing called life one day at a time. And I know most of us in our 20s, or just basically anyone, sometimes or most times, we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. If you are that kind of person, then this is a safe space for you. This podcast aims to talk about issues that you face but are not ready to talk about, and general relatable life topics and stories. It also aims to take us on a personal development journey. I will also be sitting down with fellow creators, artists and business owners who will be talking about their process and the lessons they have learned throughout the way and how to make an impact. If this is something you're down with, then you are in the right place. Sit down and get comfortable. Sip, is it your tea, coffee or wine? They're the popular one. And let's figure this thing called life one podcast at a time. Remember to also follow us on all social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE and my personal accounts at Awino Awiti. Feel free to DM us if you want to be featured in the show or if you have any burning topic you want me to handle. In English, we say thank you. In Swahili, we say asante. In my mother tongue, we say erokamano. Hi, my name is Awino Awiti, and this is Unspoken, the podcast. Food for thought. When you woke up this morning, what was the first thing that you did before getting out of your bed? Or did you just wake up and just jumped out of your bed immediately and just got out and got busy? Or did you wake up and just sat there for a minute or for a moment or maybe for an hour and just thought, just looked at the ceiling and just thought about your life and your plans, or maybe how your life is not going how you want it? Or did you just wake up and maybe prayed? Yeah, maybe you woke up and prayed. Some people, yeah, maybe you woke up and just whispered a short prayer and just said, God, thank you. Thank you for this great day. Thank you for getting me through the night. Thank you and for getting me and helping me see this day, praying for a grateful day ahead. Did you do that? Or did you wake up and just, you just got bored already? Because I'm like, ay, siku ya leo, nasikia tu nishaboeka. There's some people who are like that. Ay, nisha, and you've just woken up, but you're already tired. And you're from sleeping, but you're already tired with the day. So, ah, isiko taishi. I'm tired. I can't do this. Like, the people were like that. Or did you wake up and planned your day? Like, you woke up and then you wrote, you have your notebook there. You wrote something. I said, today I'm supposed to do this and this. After that, I'm supposed to go here, maybe do this and this. After that, I'm supposed to, yeah, you planned your day. Or are you the one who wakes up and say, yes, I got this. It's me against the world. Today, I'm going to conquer everything that comes against me. Today, out one yezi. Idunia, people are not ready for me. Y'all are not ready for me. Are you that kind of person? Because I am. I wake up and tell myself, I am a queen. I am meant for greatness. The world is not ready for me. It's me against the world. I just psych myself up. I am my number one fan. Yeah. So, those are just basically different types of people. Different types of people with different types of behaviors and routines. Ask yourself, what sort of person are you? You're not among those who have listed. Think where you are. But the whole point is, are you grateful generally? Are you just grateful for you to have it, for what you have in life, for the little things that you have in life, for everything that you've been through, everything that you have achieved? Are you grateful? Ask yourself. Because personally, I am learning to just adapt that virtue of being grateful. Even if because I realized in this life, you can't be satisfied. People are never satisfied. The more you get, the more you want. You have achieved this, maybe you have achieved something, but you're not even grateful for that milestone that you have achieved. You're already looking up to the next. I need to do this by next week. By next month, I need to have achieved something. By next month, I need to have started another business somewhere. By next month, I need to finish this degree. I graduate and then go sit for my master's, go start doing my master's. No. At some point, we need to just sit back and think of how far we have come and just how many, like, how we have achieved a lot of things. Because I've learned that gratitude comes a long way. Because the more grateful you are, the more you will achieve your heart's desire. Once you have accepted, you're just grateful for the little you have. Even that waking up in the morning, you're grateful. You just say, God, I am grateful. I have woken up today. Many slept, never woke up. I am grateful, God. God, I have eaten today. You've provided for me my meals today. I am grateful, God. I have shelter. I am grateful. I have this. I am grateful. I wanted this last month and I think I have found it. God, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. So, being grateful for what you already have. Most of us are primarily focused on the future and worry about it constantly, but never stop back to think, last year, a time like this, I did not have what I have. But you don't never think about it. Last year, a time like this, I was living in a bedsitter last year, a time like this, but now I live in a one bedroom. But you're not great. You need to think about that and just say, hey, I'm thankful. Say, last year, a time like this, I was in a bedsitter. Now I am in a one bedroom. I am grateful. I am not in the same place that I was like last year. Or I am not in the same place that I was 2 months ago. Maybe you are fighting something and you conquered it. Be grateful. Psych yourself up and say, I did this. I can do this. I am grateful. If I went through that and I'm still here stronger than before, I am grateful for myself. I appreciate myself. Nonetheless, take some time out from your busy day and think of everything you went through in your past. Just feel every struggle and every happiness that you had in your life and understand that whatever happens in your life happens for a reason. Thank yourself and your loved ones for everything that you have around you. Most of us are highly privileged if we compare ourselves to our surroundings. Just being able to afford that food, that lunch, that supper, being able to have a place to sleep, to call your home, or just having a shelter, roof over your head, that is a huge blessing that we mostly underrate. Because not everyone has that privilege. We all want more in life, but we need just to pause and look back and acknowledge everything that we have in our life. Because we need to just start making it a habit. Personally, I am starting to make it a habit because I was one person who used to complain a lot in life. I used to complain a lot in life. Like something, I'll just say, I'm going to life in a bow. Life in a bow. Like, life is boring. I'll just be like, life is boring. I'm tired. I just wake up and I'm tired. Already you're tired with the day. That attitude already spoils my day. But I am learning on being grateful. That waking up, I am grateful. I write my journal. Maybe take a piece of paper. I am slowly building it a habit, making it a habit. Wake up, have a gratitude journal, just a paper, and note down every possible event or instance that made you happy. or proud, or even gave you the slightest joy, and be grateful that you are here and still thriving. Just take a moment, write a note, or ask yourself, when was the last time you had that huge laugh, that ugly laugh? We are so happy, genuinely happy, without stress. Close your eyes and just relish in that moment and live in it and be grateful for that moment. Yeah, just work on that habit on being grateful, and slowly and eventually you'll see that once you're more grateful, the things that you want, you'll just find a way to achieve them. They'll just find a way to locate you once you're really grateful for what you have. So yeah, from me to you, be grateful. Learn to have that heart of gratitude, and eventually you will see that your life changes slowly and slowly. That's it for today, my people. I hope you learned something. I hope you will start being grateful from today. Once you finish hearing this podcast, I hope you just go and find a notebook somewhere and write down things that you're grateful for in your life.